I've been doing this for many years now, and someday I'll actually learn the layout of the city.
Welcome to GDC Hot Dog Episode 3. This one is probably coming out in April, so we're 3 months into the year of GDC, guys.
No, it's March now, so second episode yesterday would be April.
Oh, you're right.
This would be May.
It's May, guys.
It's May Hot Dog.
Welcome to the May episode of GDC Hot Dog.
So, what's shaking, everybody? What are you excited for?
We're going to run out of ideas by the end of the week.
That's not true at all.
That's fine. Like, that's the essence of train hot dog.
Well, but you just said this was GDC hot dog.
Well, you got to keep your branding.
Uh-huh. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I wonder who said it.
Uh-huh.
Some jerk.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
What does that guy know?
Just jerk things.
Hashtag just jerk things.
Like Pee Wee Herman.
Like, I wonder if we're going to be the last generation who not only knows what the save symbol is, but also what a pound sign is.
What the save symbol is?
Yeah, you know what the save... It's a poppy.
It's like a square with another rectangle at the bottom and a circle in the middle.
When you said the save icon, I thought, like, you mean the completely randomly picked image that is thematic for every game, that every game has a different symbol that it shows you when
a
boot...
No, I'm talking about, like,
when you see this symbol, it means the game is saving.
Yeah.
The right way.
Yeah, this is towards the freeway.
Okay, good. I was just like, I remember this yesterday. It was taking
Hey, guys, why is it called a freeway if you have to pay a toll?
It's called the tollway.
I mean, most freeways you don't. There's very few toll freeways in Los Angeles. The ones there are, you can just avoid.
Why do you park on a driveway and drive on a parkway?
Don't call them parkways here. Don't be weird. Stop making up words.
Why are they called seagulls if they live at the bay? Shouldn't they be called bagels?
Why do you go straight on a turnpike?
I can't handle it.
Working hard or hardly working?
No! No! Kill me! I'm going to drive this into a pole. Oh, boy.
Did you get a haircut or did you get a ball cut?
What cut?
Get them all cut. All the hair.
Okay.
trying to think of, like, what are some other, like, generic dumb things somebody in an office might say to be funny.
Somebody has a case of the Mondays.
That's another one. I keep thinking of that, like, picture of the cat that says, hang in there, baby.
Oh, no.
That one. That
poor cat.
Classic
cat,
office poster.
That cat is, like, an existential terror for the rest of its short life.
It's that cat has been hanging there for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's been doing what it says on the poster.
It's
get in there,
old
baby.
Cat now.
It might be dead. I'm just gonna put that up there.
It might.
Bring down the mood.
It might be dead.
Yep.
Dead cats on GDC hot dog.
The dead cat is a really good item in the Binding of Isaac.
I never liked it.
Really?
That's the one that gives you one hit point, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it gives you 9 hit points.
Yeah, but not in a row.
Right.
You get 9 lives, right?
Yeah.
Like, you get 1 hit point, but you can die 9 times.
You get 1 heart, which could be 2 hit points.
No, yeah, that's true. Depending on what else you have.
My strategy at the Binding of Isaac is just never get hit. It works out really well, which makes the black cat just an instant pickup, basically, all the time. Or the cat.
Head, yeah.
Makes it easy to turn into Guppy.
Is that the cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. If you turn into Guppy, you've won the game.
I've never won Binding of Isaac.
What?
I played for many hours.
Not even, like, the mom?
Nope.
Wow, okay.
I've played for many, many hours. It infuriated me. Either because of a combination of bad luck or I just suck. Whatever.
How about Spelunky?
I don't like roguelikes, that's what the term is.
Spelunky is very much not a roguelike and is totally a platformer.
Okay,
it's a roguelike.
It's a randomly generated platform with
even
elements.
In Derek Yu's book, coming out this Thursday, you should buy Derek Yu's book this Thursday, like 2 months after you're listening to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says it's not a roguelike.
Why would you ever trust the creator's opinion about something?
Well, because it's the same as my opinion.
Yeah.
What if you're wrong, though?
It's
because you can't be wrong.
It doesn't have turn-based movement.
Neither does fucking Binding of Isaac.
Binding of Isaac isn't a roguelike. Binding of Isaac is closer to The Legend of Zelda 1.
No, that's
like, of Zelda 1.
That is
it's like, still like Rogue.
In many respects, anything with random generation is like Rogue.
In many respects, it is like Rogue.
Okay, do you think Spelunky or Isaac is more of a roguelike?
I mean, I haven't played Spelunky because it doesn't appeal to me at all. But I've seen people play it. It seems like
Spelunky,
the only way to learn is through constant death.
Spelunky to me is closer to like...
Let me finish, bro! Let me finish! That's what I'm saying, is that you only learn through constant death, or you can cheat and look up stuff online, but otherwise, like, that mechanic of, like, learning by dying is very roguelike to me, and stuff's randomly generated. Might be playing fast and loose the term, but...
No, that's very much one of the things about that makes it a roguelike, yes.
Yeah.
So both Spelunky and, even more so, Isaac have permanent progress that, like, you can make.
I didn't say it was exactly rogue.
Right, but I think that's like a major no-no in terms of roguelikes, is like allow you to there is no permadeath really.
If you're talking to Keith Bergen,
also it's not tile based.
What would you call it then?
I would call it a platformer with like some roguelike inspired elements, or like some randomly generated elements.
What about
I just want to point out, this is not an interesting conversation, which makes it perfect for Train Hot Dog.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew
I'm doing my best, man.
Good job.
No, I know this is not an interesting conversation. You would never want to listen to a bunch of dorks argue in the car about...
What is roguelike?
About any definitions, frankly.
Unless you're like a linguist, then...
Hi.
You're an English person, though. You're not, like, actually, like, studying language.
Okay, but, like, guess how much we, like, go to the Oxford English Dictionary and read the etymology of a word for fun all the time.
You could do that. That would be great.
Okay, do you have a copy of the Oxford English Dictionary here?
No, but I can go on my phone to edemonline.com.
That's not as good.
No, that's what we're doing.
That's not worth it.
Yeah, well, anyway.
I'm going to plug in roguelike into edemonline and see what comes out. Hold this.
This is some high quality content.
Help me. Get me out of here. They won't let me escape out of this car.
Stop whispering. It's creepy and weird. It's distracting me from my motor skills.
Me whispering is more distracting than me talking out loud.
Well, the whispering, like, I don't know, it's just kind of weird and I don't really know what you're saying.
Seven
I'm like,
days.
Oh no. None of that, no. It's a much nicer day than it has been the last couple of days.
Like, the Binding of Isaac is just Zelda 1 dungeons, right? Like, that's what that game is. Randomly generated Zelda 1 dungeons.
I don't want to go into enumerating all the differences that make it a very different game from Zelda, because that would not be
interesting content. Isn't that the game
content.
That you wanted? You said you wanted somebody to make a new game like Zelda 1.
Yeah, and Binding of Isaac was pretty cool, but it wasn't that game.
So what do you want from a Zelda 1 remake? Or like
I'm going to Edom Online right now and typing in roguelike.
You can multitask, right?
And not on swipe, I can't.
Swipe, just... How often... I use swipe, and half the time when I type it's just incoherent with garbage.
Yeah, no,
and I feel
great.
Like an idiot, and I'm like, why can't I do this?
Oh, man, okay. I was working off the basis that it would come back with some sort of auto-corrected thing. It just said... No matching items found, so this is just a complete bust.
Oh, I'm disappointed now.
You're right, it's not as good as the OED.
The what?
I wonder if the OED here hold this.
Okay.
I'm gonna see if I can get the OED
on
my
phone.
Do I
need to hold it now?
No, you need to drive.
No, someone might say that. Some, you know.
Let's see if I can get the OED on my phone.
Okay.
Alright. OED.OED. www.oed.dictionary.
That I bet that is a TLD now.
TLD?
Top level domain.
Oh, interesting.
Like dot right. Condos.
Dot corn.
Uh-huh.
Dot corn?
Uh-huh.
Is that a real domain name?
Uh-huh.
Hot damn.
Okay, roguelike in the OED.
Uh-huh.
Is a sub-definition for rogue, which is pretty good. Roguelike adjective, first use 1636.
Awesome.
By Jay Trussell in the Continued Collected English History number 4. Seeing the rabble so ragged and roguelike, it was held no discretion for the king to venture his person among them. Then, in 1789, O. Equiano, in the interesting... Oh, okay, so Odala, that's Odala Equiano's interesting narrative of the life of Odala Equiano. Number one, V120. Roguelike, he never told me that he had gotten a guinea from me to procure my escape. 1864, W.D. Lato, Tamakis Bodkin, 22, page 234. I was an alien and an outcast on the Warl's Hayroad, humbly craving his pardon for having run away in the roguelike manner I had done.
I just want to point out that an escape is something you procure.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
And then in 1998, the Sunday Mirror, 8 November 9, I don't know what that means, Dylan, whose roguelike character is played by Lauren Krantic, initially catches Nima's eye.
So, this is roguelike the adjective.
Yeah, that's what I said at the very beginning.
So, we're getting a little off base
I'm
here.
I'm really, really happy with this WD Lato.
Is the base that we need cash to pay for the toll?
It's $4 again.
Uh-huh.
Does it change, or is it just $4 every day?
No, it depends on the time of day you're going. Like, if you're going at, like, rush hour, it's probably, like, $9. And, like, Golden Gate always just fleeces you. They're all like, I need your firstborn.
I wanna read this one again because of the way that its spelling is so good.
I can't hear the spelling in your voice.
Are you sure? Let me read it again.
You could spell it out.
I was alien on an outcast on the Warl's Hayroad, humbly craving his pardon for having run away in the roguelike manner I had doomed.
Beautiful, thank you.
That accent is not an accent. That is how it is spelled, with apostrophes and no ends on the end of words and everything. Outcast spelled OOTCAST.
Listeners, can you look? I can't see Justin's phone, so can you look this word up in the OED and tell me if he's full of shit?
Outcast? Yeah, look up Outcast. This is the trade hot dog Outcast.
Yeah, we can do that.
I'm putting Outcast into the OED now.
3 months into the year of GDC, guys. I'm excited.
This is only the second day of GDC, though. So we're like coming to them from the past.
Did you mean Outcast, uh-huh. Netcast, Nowcast, Offcast, or Ooblast?
Ooblast. I meant Ooblast.
Alright.
Oh, I hear pings. Someone's getting messages. Yeah. Is that reader mail by a chance?
Oh, man. Ooblast. German. Etymology, a borrowing from German, Ooblast. Frequency and current use, 2 out of 7. That's a weird scale.
This writer writes, this is cool if morbid. http://www.iflscience.com
That reader is suspiciously texting you.
Yes. It's a writer. Oh, interactive body map. What really gives you cancer?
Oh, apparently means oocyte. It's a synonym for an egg mother cell.
Is that a kind of stone?
Which gives rise to a mature ovum by meiosis.
Yeehaw.
There's abundant advice out there on what you should or shouldn't eat, drink, swallow, or stand next to avoid cancer.
Oh, like the sun.
But it's often lacking in evidence, and the jumble of messages can be confusing. And here's a... This is really long. I don't want to read it all.
Okay, screw it. I
totally would if it was just train hot dog.
Oh, okay. But you wanna.
Say, I should go to the. I should tell all the readers about that new Tyrannosaurus that they found. That's exciting, right?
This sure. New Tyrannosaurus. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, they discovered this new. I'm trying to see if I can find the name.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Let's just talk about the new Tyrannosaurus.
So it's much smaller than a normal Tyrannosaurus because it's
baby.
Like. It's like 90 million years earlier.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, if you eat 50 grams of processed meat per day, your risk of bowel cancer is 20% higher.
Anyway, so, like, what is it? Like, 100, 200 million years ago, Tyrannosaurs were just, like, that size, and then there was a huge gap in the fossil record, and then suddenly Tyrannosaurus was Tyrannosaurus rex and giant.
Wait, how big were they before the gap?
Like 600 pounds.
So
it's like a really big bear, basically.
Well, isn't a Big Bear like a ton?
So yeah, there was this like 30 million year.
Like in The Revenant,
gap.
That bear was pretty heavy.
I didn't actually see The Revenant.
Okay, so it's called Timurlengia. It was 3 to 4 meters long and weighed about 170 to 270 kilograms. So it was roughly the size of a big horse.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So
except longer.
So this fossil falls into that like 30 million year gap where there wasn't any record of Tyrannosaurus, and on one end it was small and on the other end it was big.
Right.
If it was horse size, could you ride it?
Yes. You could ride it even if it wasn't horse size, let's be honest.
You can ride in its stomach.
If it's too small, you don't want to ride it, and yeah, if it's too big, you definitely don't want
to
ride it.
Anyway, this Tyrannosaurus is important because even though it's still small, it has the same like ear and brain cavities as the larger Tyrannosaurus, which indicates that before Tyrannosaurus got big, it got smart, and that it used its smarts to muscle the other dinosaurs out of the competition.
I wasn't aware that Tyrannosaurus was considered a particularly intelligent dinosaur.
Clearly, the fossil record is right now indicating that it was relatively intelligent. Mm-hmm. You know, you only need to be relatively intelligent.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Like, we always talk about how,
when Tyrannosaurs first showed up on the scene, like, they were underneath the Allosaurus for their spot on the food chain, but when the climate changed in Cretaceous period, the Allosaurus did not adapt and died out, which allowed the Tyrannosaurus to get bigger and become the apex predator.
And they're sure it's not just a juvenile Tyrannosaurus?
It's way too early.
Okay. Makes sense.
But
that's interesting.
Yeah, as it turns out, much like humans, Tyrannosaurus got smart and then got dominant. Humans did it by making tools. Tyrannosaurus did it by getting swole. Whatever works.
What if you got swole and had tools?
I know plenty of people that have done that.
It's true.
They're probably more likely to be able to fight off a bear than somebody who is not swole.
Yeah, that's probably true.
What's the etymology of swole? Let's put swole into the OED.
I think it's short for swollen. Like, when you get a boil.
Like in your ear. Like a little ball in your ear, right?
Yeah, like that. I wonder what you would call that. I wonder if there's a website you could go to for information about those little balls.
Okay. Swole is a noun and a verb. I'm going to go for the verb.
Okay.
It's a sub definition for swell. I'm scrolling down to it.
Gee, that's swell. I would have been a great 1950s child on a stereotypical television show.
Yeah.
Play with jacks and marbles.
Being racist to black children.
Yes, absolutely. No, I'm not actually racist against anybody. So.
But you would have been in the 50s.
That makes me sad. Okay, maybe that would be a really terrible child.
Think about this.
Yeah.
50 years from now,
mm-hmm.
future Rachel,
mm-hmm.
what biases are you going to regret that you had now?
I'm really racist against robots.
Yeah. Oh, you're really going to regret that soon.
Yeah, probably. Like one of the first ones to get stuffed into the little, like, you know, battery pods where they drain your bodily fluids to power their war machines.
That's a euphemism for death.
So swole is the past tense of swell.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Really?
Maybe. It's really hard to search on page in the OED because it's a billion collapsed windows.
Thanks.
Have a dollar back.
Collapsed? Like in Detroit?
Yeah, so the way the OED works is that it's a bunch of, like, sub-headings that start out collapsed and can be expanded. That's how they formatted their pages. Like, they don't show you the etymology unless you click on the etymology thing, and then it all just spills out a huge list of every way that word has been used since the first time it was ever used by a person.
I see. Okay.
Because, otherwise, like, why would you want to load all that stuff if you don't have to?
But the only thing you can load is all of it?
Yeah. It's all or nothing. You can't just be like, okay, give me the third usage of this in your etymology list.
Right.
I don't know why you would ever want that.
Or how about just, like, usages, like, since 1960?
Nope.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay, so I'm looking at
someone's written a Grease Monkey script
to that. Swole on Urban Dictionary.
Or a bookmarklet.
The Urban Dictionary is probably the second best reference tool after the OED.
feel like half the things Urban Dictionary are just, like, teenagers that make up words and then make up definitions.
Well, that's why you can upvote okay,
so,
and downvote.
Okay, so here's good. I went to Swole on Urban Dictionary, but Urban Dictionary has some awful phone adware that immediately redirects you to King.com.
What is King.com?
Come on, Jim!
What?
Jim, you should know King.com. They're your, like, spirit animal.
I'm just thinking of Return of Kings.
Swole.
Oh, that's that weird MRA site, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
No, we're talking about a game that is based around middle-aged women crushing candies.
Gross.
Yeah.
You know the Gun Run is on Urban Dictionary?
The Gun Run?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Is that a live streamer?
His name is Justin. I'm blanking on his last name because I don't remember it. He works at Twitch.
Okay.
But he before he worked at Twitch, he was a longtime KOL player, and he worked with me at Cold Front.
Huh.
And in, like, I don't know, 2006 maybe, he wrote into the KOL radio show, like, 101 consecutive questions, and they read and answered all of them in a row.
Like, in one day?
Yeah, just in one go, one show.
Cool.
So, he was immortalized on Urban Dictionary.
Wow, as the guy who wrote in 101, and then went to work at Twitch.
Yeah. So, if you go to Urban Dictionary, you can read, Justin Ignacio is his name. He's younger than I am, which makes me sad. He's making a pile of money from Twitch.
I hate when people are younger than I am.
I hate it when they're younger than me and more successful than me. I don't hate younger people.
No, I just like every younger
I think
person.
He's like 3
okay,
months
well,
younger
we're
than
we're
I
we're both
am.
Younger than you, so I can
it's
feel
not
the seething rage.
It's not that we're young, it's that Jim is old.
No, I'm pretty young. Young at heart.
That's what I just said. Right?
Maybe.
I don't think it is, actually.
Uh-huh. You've got the heart of a child.
Me? Absolutely.
The liver of a child.
No, I have the liver of, like, a 50-year-old alcoholic.
Uh-huh.
I'm putting it through its paces, especially this week during GDC.
The kidneys of an alcoholic.
No, my kidneys are good. The liver, though, is a little worn out.
You know that half a kidney can do the work of two kidneys.
Yeah, but monthly kidneys are very functional. So, I'm proud of them. Good job, kidneys. I'll drink some more water to keep you from getting horrible stones. We're all buddies here.
They'll stone you when you're driving in the car.
They'll stone you when you're sleeping. They'll stone you when you're awake.
They'll stone if you've been bad or good. This is good. The worst song ever.
Bob Dylan would be so proud. This is the best episode yet.
Is it really? Well, it does help that today I'm actually, like, awake instead of half dead. So I'm actually... I wouldn't say contributing.
Are you related to Dumbledore, the half dead?
The near dead Dumbledore.
We gotta
come
merge
on.
Here. You need
they,
to let
they
this
call
person
him both.
I am letting them in. I'm just in Chilongo because I don't know what else to do because.
Okay. Yeah, if you let them in too much, this person next to you will get in front.
Exactly, and we can't be having that. Are they merging 3 lanes at once, and that's why this is so awful?
I think so.
Okay,
I think that's what's
that's
happening.
That's exactly what's happening right now.
Have you ever played, like, StarCraft? It's like that.
That's a boat, right?
How many stars did you craft in the game StarCraft?
At least 6. I wasn't very good at it.
Uh-huh. You know that I think the number one use of StarCraft 2...
Oh, okay, you don't need to let the person in after all. Just get up in there.
I think that the number one, like, play case of StarCraft 2 today is not actually playing StarCraft 2, but playing games in the arcade, like Warcraft 3 mods were.
I hope you're right.
I'm pretty sure that that's true. Because, like, unless they're actively releasing actual new content for that game, all of Blizzard's marketing for StarCraft 2 is, like, hey, look at the arcade, we're having a contest, arcade, content creators, come, like, we'll promote your games in our arcade.
So
they want StarCraft 2 to be a platform.
So that's interesting, but I haven't heard of any of these games, so they're not doing a very good job promoting them.
Well, they promote them within their own Blizzard ecosystem.
Okay. So
if you're not in that ecosystem.
A game that I have heard of, for example,
is Defense of the Ancients, right?
Defense of the Ancients, which was a game made within a Blizzard product that did very well outside of that product.
Yeah.
Like, in mimetically speaking.
Mm-hmm. Well, considering that's, like, the only thing Valve does these days, it's obviously doing very well.
No, they make Steam.
So
they make trading cards, yeah.
Yeah, they make trading cards, so if they're like Wizards of the Coast, then. Like, Wizards of the Coast.
And Blizzard, right? Blizzard also makes trading cards.
That's true. They also have a game where you, like...
They have a game that is a ripoff of a game that was a ripoff of a game that was a mod for their game.
So, chances, I think what Blizzard is trying to do is get people to make the next Dota in their game.
Yeah, that's clearly what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's what they're hoping for. There are actually a number of really good games in the StarCraft arcade.
What's an example?
There are a bunch of tower defense games, obviously, because, like, that's just a thing that has always existed in Blizzard modding, right? Like, Warcraft 3 invented tower defense.
Yeah.
There's a cool game called Lottery Defense.
I could have said that. I've heard of tower defense games as well. Go on.
So, there's a good game called Lottery Defense, which is kind of like it is a tower defense game, but all of the things that you build are won from a lottery, and you can combine them up into bigger and better towers that function differently. And it's a multiplayer tower defense game, so you can trade your units with other players. So it's pretty good. I'm trying to think. It's weird because some of the, like, really good ones have become official Blizzard mods.
Huh.
So they made one that was like a Left 4 Dead style holdout survival game, where you just built a base and it was nighttime, and they had created a bunch of custom Zerg units that only ever appear in that mode that have special properties and are named like Left 4 Dead guys. There's like the Choker,
yeah,
and the Stank.
The Stank.
Yeah, the Stank.
What an unfortunate person.
The Kaboomer.
I think we're definitely past the era where people outside of a games community care about games created within that community for that community.
Right.
And I'm not sure what...
Because there's so many games just a dollar on Steam.
I think that's part of it, yeah. Like, I think what... Maybe what it is that now all the people who used to have to... If they wanted to make a first-person shooter variant or what have you, they would have to make a Quake mod.
Right. What else they
made. Could now go make something completely on their own in Unity and actually sell it.
Yeah.
And I think that's where all the talent has gone.
So, Blizzard has said, like, a year or two ago at BlizzCon that they were looking into, like, they're trying to figure out what the best way to allow people to sell those games on the arcade is for really good ones, but it hasn't materialized.
Well, but they don't want to do what, like, Bethesda did on the
Bethesda. Bethesda's entirely reasonable proposal to allow people to make money from their creative work.
Yeah.
Yeah. How dare they? Yeah, there's one that's called Starjeweled, which is just an implementation of Bejeweled.
In StarCraft. It's amusing.
With its own custom interface and everything. But it's also a... So every time you clear gems, you get some energy points from that. Like, the bigger your combo, the more you'll get. And you can spend that on units that just march down a single lane and push. It's sort of like a one-lane MOBA, I guess, except for you don't play as a hero. You just can choose what creeps are spawning.
That's pretty funny.
Based on your... And you can cast spells using your energy as well, like AoE damage aura around a dude or healing on a unit or whatever.
Right.
And you can play that against other people to see who is better at both playing Bejeweled and casting spells and healing their units at the same time. So it's actually a lot of fun. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a good game.
I think that's my favorite of the official Blizzard ones.
Are there any successful, not free-to-play tower defense games? I'm just curious.
Tower defense games?
Yeah, because you talked about that earlier, and I definitely back in the Warcraft 3 days, I spent a lot of time playing, like, tower defense games.
I can think of two off the top of my head, and I'm sure there are more.
Okay.
Dylan's Rolling Western and the sequel, I don't remember what its name is, are both tower defense games.
What system is that for?
Those are for 3DS. They were made by Nintendo. And SteamWorld Tower Defense, which was the prequel to SteamWorld Dig, which did really well. I don't know how the SteamWorld TD did, but it clearly sold well enough that they made another one.
Okay.
They made another SteamWorld game.
That's actually
And then SteamWorld Heist is not a tower defense game, but is a third... Like, every SteamWorld game has been a different genre,
yeah.
Which is cool.
I played SteamWorld Dig, and I loved it, and then I was looking at... I saw SteamWorld Heist, and I was like, maybe I'll play that.
It's a heist game.
And then I found out that it's not for me.
Oh, is it not? And then Crystal Bearers Tower Defense was one that Square Enix put out that was Final Fantasy themed that I think did pretty well.
Okay. That's good to hear, because I've always liked those style of games, but it's like...
Grid was huge. Did really well. It had Portal DLC.
Interesting.
Defense Grid The Awakening. That was like one of... I don't like tower defense games, but that was one of the few that I liked because it was funny.
The last one I played was Sanctum 2, but it made me really horrifically motion sick, and I never could figure out why...
I think there's a paid version of that Balloons TD game that probably sold some copies.
Balloons is functional, but it's not that fun.
Sure, but people know it, so they'll pay for it.
That's true.
This is like an actual podcast now. This is not a good trade hot dog.
No, we need to find something else to look up.
Oh, something stupid to talk about.
Something Stupid by, Frank Sinatra and someone else.
I think you're making up songs again.
Button Willow McKittrick.
No, hold on.
Dude, that's like my favorite thing to see on the 5. Like on the drive, I just see that and I take a picture every time and I send it to friends who think it's funny too. And I'm like, look, it's so important. It's like such a charming fucking little hobbit name. Like, what the hell is Button Willow McKittrick?
Yeah.
As far as I can tell, it's a little tiny town with like 5 houses in it. It's like a farming thing.
It's a delightful pair of words.
It is. It's actually like just 4 syllables just jammed together. That make no sense outside of their own, but put together, they're just, it's like, aww. Yay.
Here, here's a something stupid video for you called Something Stupid.
I mean, I don't want to watch a video.
You don't
I'm
need to, Jim.
All
right.
I'll feel left out, though.
You can hear it.
Oh, we're going to get content ID'd, guys.
It's short enough that you're within fair use.
The whole thing is fair use?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
All right, that was entertaining for me. How about you, listeners?
I'm not entertained at all, so I guess
because you didn't watch Frank Sinatra Fusurado Nicole Kidman out of a window.
I it's true because I am motorizing right now.
I mean, we're not moving very much.
I'm not gonna watch a video while I'm in the car.
See, you said that you were very very susceptible to bad influences, but clearly this
Absolutely.
Is not true.
I mean, I am, but I'm not that dumb. You're like, hey, take another shot. But like, absolutely, I'll take that shot.
And then you'll shoot yourself.
Yes. Or somebody else, you know. Yeah, what's that weird triangle building over there? Anyone know?
That's the
Triangle Man.
Oh, okay, because I don't know if you guys have seen this
picture.
I'm
pretty sure that's a wizard.
Let me finish, dude. Like, in North Korea, they have some sort of, like, abandoned hotel. They, like, built half of it. Basically, like, the outside, and there's nothing on the inside. And they're like, wait, we have no money to finish this. So it's just this weird, creepy pyramid in the middle of, like, somewhere in North Korea.
Yeah, I remember reading about that.
It looks very similar to that, but it's... The other one in North Korea is beefier. And not as... It's a lot more frightening. Because it's, like, the tallest building in this, like, waste of these, like, ramshackle buildings. Uh-huh. That's
building,
just, like, a weird thing in the middle of a city, so...
That building looks like a wizard with a... pointy hat and then a long white beard coming down the middle.
Yeah, it does, I guess. Yeah, I see that.
He's disapproving. His mouth is just a flat line.
Yeah, well, I'd be disapproving
like
too
his,
if I look at this bridge.
Like his heartbeat, a flat line.
It's a flat line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a camera up there, like, watching us?
I can't see it.
Big Brother is wizarding you.
Island there.
I think that's Alcatraz.
Is that Alcatraz? Okay.
On a clear day, you can see Alcatraz. You know, you can learn a lot from Lydia.
Who?
Lydia.
Lydia the Tattooed Lady?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Lydia the Tattooed Lady.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Tom Lehrer song.
Oh.
No, it is very much not a Tom Lehrer song.
That's a Tom Lehrer song.
He never sang that song.
He he totally that sang
was,
that.
No, that was Groucho Marx.
Okay, they have the same voice.
Okay, good. Also,
you know what I bet it was? My mom had a mixtape when I was a kid of Tears for Fears and Depeche Mode songs.
Okay, now you can't tell them apart.
Exactly.
And that's why you think Groucho Marx is top leader.
I came to be able to tell them apart through years of study.
Okay. With the mugs of Depeche?
Yes. And so I bet the same thing happened. Like, I bet Groucho Marx, like guested on a Tom Lehrer LP or nope. some shit.
Nope. I have every Tom Lehrer album.
And you never sang that song, really?
Nope. Got it from my dad.
I can hear it in his voice.
I'm sure. Are you thinking of Michael Feinstein, who also covered that song?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know any of these people.
Michael Feinstein, like, keeper of the Great American Songbook, preserver of music, and, like, famed musician/historian.
Okay, that's cool.
He's a cool guy.
He sounds like a cool guy.
Yeah, you can go to his nightclub in New York, and he'll play. He only lets, like, 100 people in every night.
What an asshole. He could let more people in.
I don't think more people would fit in the space.
We can ask the fire marshal about that.
Is that this cruise ship that was on the other side of the bridge yesterday?
I don't know. That might be the GDC cruise ship.
Is that a cab
ship?
That has a television mounted on the top of it that's displaying an advertisement?
I don't think that's a cab. I think it's just like a weird car.
It's just an asshole deciding to show us an ad the whole time we drive.
What a jerk.
Yeah, there's that cruise ship.
Is that building that's sticking out of those trees the Exploratorium?
No.
Okay.
Hey, I see the Golden Gate Bridge from here.
Yes, it's very red.
But I think it might once have been.
Okay.
Now it's the Exploratorium's on the waterfront.
Okay.
So, they say Alcatraz was impossible to escape from, but it's not that far from land.
It's really cold water, though. Like, really cold. And it's also, like, not a pleasant swim. It's pretty choppy. Like, that's probably a couple of miles of swimming. So
really?
You like,
think it's
swimming.
A couple miles from there to the land?
Yeah, plausibly, yeah.
Doesn't look like it.
I mean, yeah, but we're kind of far away.
Yeah, we can't trust our ape eyes.
No, we're good at depth perception, but not, like, we're bad at judging distance and volume.
Aren't there a number of famed escapes from Alcatraz, including that movie Escape from Alcatraz?
It's famed because it's so rare. That's like when you see something in the newspaper, you know it's not going to happen to you.
You know that there's an entire Wikipedia article that we could read on the next episode.
Or this one.
No, I don't know if we have enough time.
We're going to be stuck in traffic for like 15 minutes.
It's a list of jailbreaks accomplished by heist of helicopter or something like that.
That I should tell the person I'm meeting for lunch that I'm not going to be there at noon.
We live super on time, but this traffic is just, I don't know what's up. I'm sorry, guys. We left really early today.
We left around the same time we left last night.
I thought we left earlier.
List of helicopter prison escapes. There we go. A helicopter prison escape is made when an inmate is taken from a prison by means of a helicopter. The helicopter's vertical lift is ideal for prison escapes because of the limited space to land and take off in prisons. This list includes prisoner escapes where a helicopter was used in an attempt to free prisoners from a place of internment, a prison, or correctional facility. And there's a list of actual escapes and fictional escapes.
I want to know about the fictional escapes.
Okay. Fictional escapes. In The Prisoner, there were two. The episode is The Arrival and The Schizoid Man. In the movie Breakout. In the book Superman, Last Son of Krypton. In the TV show The Prisoner. I guess that's the Australian version of The Prisoner. In the movie Cry Baby. In the movie Amerikanskaya Dosh. In the episode Codename Dragonfly of Walker, Texas Ranger. Movie Spy Game, the episode The Final Showdown of Walker, Texas Ranger, the episode Body Count of CSI Miami.
Oh, this place is the easiest to escape. Is that a tree stump?
Yeah. I was looking at that. I think it's a redwood tree stump, but it looks like it's been
say this place is the easiest to escape from?
Yeah. Like, someone, like, shipped a tree stump to their startup. Like,
weird.
We killed this tree for
that's
our company.
That is a massive tree stump. That is a redwood tier.
Yeah.
Tree stump. I think it actually is a redwood that's been poached. Because
redwoods
just
driving
have these,
down the street.
Well, these redwoods have really dense burrs at the base of their at the base of the trunk.
Put that in the show notes. Picture of that.
Anyway,
yeah.
If I can
get a good one.
People like to chainsaw them out and make furniture out of it because it's really beautiful and really interesting, ornate, like swirls and interesting textures and colors. And that one really looks like it's been chainsawed to hell, so that's what I'm guessing happens.
Ew.
People kill redwoods all the time doing this shit.
I feel like if it were poached, they wouldn't want it just driving down the middle of the street in San Francisco.
It's dead. Like, you could tell how the sides have been, like, chainsawed to hell.
Right.
And I'm thinking, it's dead, might as well sell
they
it.
They can catch you if you...
It happens a lot. But I'm thinking that tree itself hasn't been poached. They just chop out sides. I don't know. But in either case, that's a really, really big tree stump. Very clearly redwood.
That is probably wider in diameter than I am tall.
It's bigger than this car.
I don't know if that's true.
And I know it's pretty small. It's like a clown car. But yeah, it's a big-ass tree. Are these apartment buildings or these hotels? Is this the Transcontinental?
I don't know this one.
Okay, because I'm like, do people live on there?
I don't know any building except for the Transamerica building.
Okay, well, that's a good one to know because I think every time I'm here, I ask.
Don't you live in Frisco? Shouldn't you know these things?
Oh. What? I don't live in Frisco, and no, neither does anyone else.
That's not a real place.
Uh huh.
Like making up words again.
Uh huh. What does Pink Floyd have to say about that?
Yo, Pink Floyd, well, great. Can be wrong about things. Sorry.
The Syd Barrett era does not count.
1970?
Alright, here we go. Probably getting out of this hellhole.
What does Jack Kerouac have to say about that?
I turned off my phone. That would be such a good angle for that stump. Oh, well.
Sorry.
Alright, I'm posting a shitty picture.
Okay, so remember
I
guess it would be two episodes for the listeners, when I mentioned that billboard that was half Zootopia, half The Jungle Book. Today it is all of The Jungle Book.
They finished putting it up.
Mm-hmm. I heard Zootopia is like a really intense movie about race relations.
I don't really know anything about it, and I like not knowing things before I see movies.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, but you know things about it.
That's all I know.
Okay, that's more than I do.
Also, I know it's called Zootopia.
Yeah, I actually saw a movie.
And that it has a region locked furry fursonas in it.
I saw a movie once I didn't know the name of, or the director, I didn't
cool.
know anything. Yeah, it was great.
What was the movie?
It was Zero Theorem, which was directed by... Fuck,
I know that guy.
No, yeah, fuck shit. Yeah, yeah, he's really good. I really like his work. What a hero. By, the animator from Monty Python. I can't remember his
Eric
name.
Eric Idle?
No, not Eric Idle.
Terry Gilliam.
Terry Gilliam, thank you.
John Cleese.
No, it's Terry
Michael
Gilliam.
Michael Palin.
You're listing just the Python members, so I wanted the animator specifically.
Ringo Starr.
He wasn't in Monty Python. I was listing to British
Pete
people.
Best.
Queen Victoria.
Anyway, that, it's good
Lord
movie.
Byron. Come on, you gotta play this game with us. List some British people.
Jack the Ripper.
Okay, good, yeah.
This is a left turn lane, right?
Admiral Taylor.
Commodore Perry.
That's what I was going for.
I don't know who that is. Napoleon.
Charles Darwin.
Spaghetti.
That's Chinese. Hold on. I know another British person. Harry Potter.
What are we listing again? Oh, it's the animator for Monty Python.
Yeah, yeah, anyway, I saw his last movie without knowing what it was called or what it was about or anything.
Terry Jones, that was the one that we didn't get.
It was a feat of ignorance. I was proud of that. I'm going the right way again, right? We're on Howard Street right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to Sutter Stockton, and I'm not 100% sure how to get there from here, but I got us pretty far.
Sutter Kane.
I think it's good. I think it's good.
What's good?
At the direction we're going in.
Okay, but I might need some guidance afterwards.
Idris Elba.
That's not a name.
He's British, right?
He is British.
Isn't that David Bowie's wife?
Did you know that Davy Jones, you know, be...
Well,
you know how David Bowie's real name is Davy Jones, right?
Yeah.
and you know how you know why he is named Davy Jones.
One of the monkeys,
like, yeah,
right?
Like, yeah, he can be confused with monkeys. Did you know that film director Duncan Jones is David Bowie's son?
No.
I don't know who that is.
I did not know
he directed the movie Moon.
Oh, that's a good movie.
And he's directing the upcoming Warcraft movie.
Oh.
It's gonna be good. Like, it's gonna be good. It's got special effects by Weta. How could it be bad?
Oh, okay, well then. Pardon me all to hell.
Yeah.
Does it have Sam Rockwell in it?
I don't know. It has that dude from the History Channel Vikings show.
I don't... That's a show?
Yeah. Called Vikings. I don't know. I've never watched it. Gord and his wife watched the first season and said it had a lot of dudes getting raped in it.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
That sounds like something I really want to watch.
Yeah.
Who is? Thanks.
Yep. Dudes, not ladies.
Oh, okay.
Only dudes.
Yeah, that's...
Ugh. I was like, well, I guess that's a brave twist on that particular trope.
Yeah. It's gonna really sell it to the alternative rape fetishist.
Yeah. Is that a joke about rape?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yep.
You've lost your last listeners with that.
What? We don't have listeners.
Man, what about Murph from the Space Coast?
Murph hasn't sent in a writer mail in, like, 6 months, so...
He's dead.
I'm pretty sure we've lost Murph.
Did he move from the Space Coast? Maybe he's just Murph now.
Maybe.
But I could ask him.
Hey, Murph, did you move?
I could. No, he hangs out at Gary's Slack.
Gary's in Slack?
Really?
Yeah.
Who's Gary?
We actually can contact this. I guess I could just call the number.
Yeah, no, he was like, oh, hey, just so you know, I'm the Murph from the Space Coast. I listen to Train Hot Dog, and you guys do a really good job with that. And I was like, are you sure?
That's pretty much the correct response.
This is like 2 or 3 months ago, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's Murph Murphy. He guests on some Duckfeed shows.
That's awesome, and that's incredible.
I didn't, like, I would never have known that it was the same dude.
Wait, there's the Gold Club again. We go get some, what did your friend say at the Australian thing?
He said that they have the best dining establishment in San Francisco.
Maybe it's one
and
of
then
the
I told her that I told him that you were familiar with the Gold Club and had already vetoed a visit when we walked past it, and he was like, "Oh, you should have just like acted incredulous." She was like, "Oh, I thought it's a strip club. I thought that it was just a fancy restaurant. I heard that they had like a really fine dining. You know, it's like men sitting around like smoking cigars and drinking brandy. Like it's a gentleman's club."
And eating a steak off of a stripper's butt.
No, that's the opposite of what you're supposed to pretend not to know.
Oh.
You're supposed to just not understand that it's a strip club.
That's all. I'm just ruining it.
There's that grilled cheese place.
What? Where?
Right there. Back there. We drove past.
I'm focusing on not plowing into
We have to go before 6 o'clock today because they close at 6. I don't know what...
There's going to be food thing we're going to, so I wasn't planning on eating.
Oh, at Asher's thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's just name drop Asher. Asher Fleming.
Yeah. Okay. He skateboards a lot.
Oh, he's Asher. He's the new kid. He likes to skateboard.
Asher skateboards?
I don't think so. Oh. Just those busted
knees. I'm really sad that didn't get any response.
I didn't get it.
Did you ever watch Derek Comedy?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, man, you missed out.
I'm sorry.
Are you sorry?
What year was that?
Derek, 2002?
This is the longest episode of GDC Hot Dog yet.
How long have we been rambling?
48 minutes.
Are you serious?
Derek Comedy... History.
Just read it aloud. Just read out what you're...
is an internet sketch comedy group from New York University. The group has a large YouTube following and was mentioned in Rolling Stone in July 2006. Their 2007. Their 2006 video, Bro Rape, has garnered over 10 million views.
They've released
videos online, performed sold-out shows at venues such as New York's Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, produced the 2009 film Mystery Team, and have appeared on national television.
I don't know if people are stopping here or what's happening.
Okay, this guy's going forward.
Okay, yeah. This is just madness because some people are stopped because it's a valet zone. All the people are turning right, and
I'm pretty sure Donald Glover got his start in that, or
really?
Part of it.
Huh.
You know, Childish Gambino.
Don't know what that is.
Donald Glover and Childish Gambino are the same person?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what Childish Gambino is.
He's a fake internet rapper. He's actually like a real rapper too, but Wait, was this a Dan Harmon thing?
Hey, Jim, do you actually need to like pop out and meet your friend?
Justin
can navigate for
that
me.
That would be cool, actually.
Yeah, okay, so
where
we can hold on to this thing.
I have
thing
no
and
idea where we're going. No, we should just probably...
No,
Sutter Stockton. Yeah, let's end the podcast.
Okay.
Good night. It's a fart sound.
Good night, everybody.